Hello?
Hi, this is Lizzie calling from Meal Delivery. I'm looking to speak with Joanna.
This is her.
Hi, Joanna. I was just calling because we got an email from you saying that there was a mistake on one of your orders.
Yeah, I ordered 6 meals, and one of them I ordered was supposed to be a chicken stir fry, but it came with beef instead.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, that shouldn't have happened.
Thank you. You know, if I'm being 100% honest, it did screw up my whole week.
I apologize for that inconvenience. We take customer satisfaction very seriously. So I'd like to give you a promo code for a free meal on us. Do you have a pen?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So when you go to the checkout area, you're just going to need to type in the words, high maintenance, okay?
Excuse me?
Oh, do you need me to say it again? High maintenance.
No. I heard what you said, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay. Clearly, we're not on the same page here. So why don't you go ahead and you tell me what you think the problem is?
You're saying to type in the word high maintenance because I made a complaint about an order that you got wrong?
Oh my gosh, no. The codes are just generated automatically, so don't take it personally.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, I do feel bad, and I definitely didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And do you know what? Let me just add another meal to make it up to you.
Okay, fine. But I think if that is randomly generated, then that's pretty offensive to people. You might want to get in with somebody to fix that.
Okay, I'll make a note for our engineers. So when you go to the checkout, I'm going to give you a new promo code for the 2 meals, okay? It'll be 3 words. Do you still have your pen handy?
Yes.
Okay, I just want you to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Karen.
What?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that can get confusing. No punctuation. And
are you kidding me?
Karen with a capital K.
This is not acceptable. Can I speak to your supervisor? This is ridiculous.
Okay, you sound angry, and I don't really know why. Are you upset?
Yes, I am. This is bullshit. You need to stop talking to me in that condescending tone and stop making up fake codes. It's not my fault that you're stuck in some shitty customer service job.
Yeah, someone's having a bad day.
I wasn't until I started speaking with you. I'm trying to make a complaint about your company having a bad order.
Yeah, beef.
And that's why I'm complaining. And I don't need you to mock me while I'm doing it.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you that my supervisor is available. If you want to talk to them, you
Good.
Just need to...
Yes, I would like to speak to her right now.
Yeah,
or them.
So you just need to go to our help page and you type in 2 words.
Oh, I can just imagine what they are. Are they f*** you? Is that what it is?
Oh,
huh? Is that what this is? They f*** you?
I wouldn't recommend writing that. You can just write in phone tap.
Excuse me?
Phone tap. It's 2 words. Or phone prank. Either one works.
What? What the f*** is going on right now?
You're scary. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
No, your husband Kyle set you up. I mean, it is a joke, so we are kidding. He said that the meal they got wrong wasn't a big deal, so we wanted to give you a bad time about it.
Oh my God. When you said she's a Karen, I was like, no, she f***ing did.
Oh, I did. Yeah. And just for future purposes, when you use the meal delivery, the people did say next time you should use the promo code 0 f***. No, that one's serious.